Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, L'zecher Nishmas, his mother, Basya Bas Michael, whose yahrzeit is today, is Rosh Chodesh Teves, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah from the Zechus of our learning, and we thank Gordon Weingarten very much for the sponsorship. It is also sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Numan, L'zechus Rufor Shalema, for Chaim Naftali, Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. We wish them both a Rufor Shalema, B'soch Shar Chole Israel. So we already got to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding at the very top of the page. We got to the first few words on the page, and we were in the middle of discussing what it means when we say that Shav Sheker Echad Heim, that a Shva Shav and a Shva Sheker are one and the same. So we had suggested two possibilities. One was that midashav l'sha'avar av sheker nami l'sha'avar, and the other was that b'dibur echad nemru, that shav and sheker were said b'dibur echad, similar to zachar v'shamor when it comes to Shabbos. So first thing we're going to do is suggest a third possibility of what it means that shav and sheker are echad. And then the bulk of Amud Aleph is going to discuss the shita of Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo is going to have an entirely different shita about how to define what's included in shvur sheker. Rabbi Avo's shita is that even something about the past, even something about l'sha'avar, is included in Shvua Sheker. The Gemara is going to show where we know that Rabbi Avo holds that from, where he said his shita, and the Gemara is going to ask on his shita from the Reisha of a Mishnah, the Seifa of that same Mishnah. It's going to challenge Rabbi Avo's shita. Along the way, the Gemara is going to give us the source that a person gets Malkus for Shvua Shav v'Sheker, even though it's Ein B'Maisa. You would assume that normally lav shein b'maisa, you don't get malchus on it, so violation of a shvur should be no different. So the Gemara is going to show why in fact it is different, that a lav shein b'maisa, specifically when it comes to shvur shav and shvur sheker, along with a couple of other things, a couple of other exceptions, you would get malchus. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to raise the question about the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had said in our Mishnah that if a person violates a shvur by eating even a kol shehu, even a tiny amount, he's going to get Malkus. So the Gemara raises the question, is this a sheet of Rabbi Akiva in Gantz Shas, in Kalatarukula, that a person can always get Malkus for eating even Pachos Mikazayis, Nevela, and Trefa, and all the other Isurim, or is this Dafka something when it comes to Shavua? The Gemara is going to bring three Rayas to prove which way Rabbi Akiva holds elsewhere. And then, at the very end of the Daf, the Gemara is going to bring five different examples of things that you in fact are chayiv, even when you eat pachos mi kashir, even when you eat pachos mi kizayis. So we're going to have, five exceptions to the rule. So first things first, v'iba yusema, the Gemara says. If you want to explain the brisa that says that shav and sheker are echad, there's another way to explain it, and that is kishem shemei bikarban al sheker, just like a person brings a carbon olav yorid on a shvua sheker, meaning a shvua about the future. That's how we're defining Shvua Sheker right now, because that's how Rav Dimi defined Shvua Sheker on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. So just like your person brings a carbon olav yored on a Shvua about the future, kach may be carbon al shav, so too he brings a carbon olav yored about a Shvua on the past, like a Shvua that he has already eaten and he hasn't, or a Shvua that he hasn't already eaten and he in fact has. Rabbi Akiva, he demachayev l'shaver kilaba, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva. This brisa is assuming like Rabbi Akiva, who's going to say in the Mishnah in a few days from now in Daf Chafei that a person is chayev a karban on a shavua in the past, just like he's chayev a karban on a shavua on the future. The fact that a person is chayev a karban for a shavua about the future is explicit in the Torah. The pasuk says in Vayikra Parakei, O nefesh ki si shava levate b'sfasayim lahara o lehetiv. And then it says two pesukim later, Vehavias Hashamo. La'ara lehetiv clearly means a shvua lahaba, that you're going to do something or not do something. And Rabbi Kiva darshins from the pasuk, L'kala sheyivate adam shvua, that not only lahaba, but even l'sha'avar, even a shvua about something that already happened, a person is going to be chayiv a karban. That is Rabbi Akiva sheet that we're going to see in a few days. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it says in the Torah about the future. future, you chayiv a carbon on a shvu in the future, not a shvu in the past. But maybe our brisa, when it says shav and sheker are echad, is telling us you chayiv a carbon for a shvu in the past. The same way you chayiv a carbon for a shvu in the future. So the Gemara brings another brisa to ask on Rav Dimi Meisve. So they ask, wait a second, ezu yishvu shav. What is the definition of shvu shav? Nishba l'shanos. It's when you take a shvu to be mishana that which is known. So it's a question whether you include the words eshayadua la adam. That's a girsa question over here. It seems that was the girsa of several rishonim, but the Ritva shows that you cannot be goreis that, because l'shanos eshayadua la adam is an example of l'shanos eshayadua la adam would be a person takes a shvua on an amud shel even that it's shel zahav, that it's really gold, and that's not really like Rav Dimi at all. Rav Dimi says shvua shav is a shvua l'sha'avar. So when we say shvua shav is nishba l'shanos, it means that you're swearing about something that already happened, not about something that's ridiculous or something that's obviously directly in front of us and is false. Shvua sheker nishba l'hachlif. Shvua sheker is a nishba l'hachlif. What does that mean? That you're taking a shvua to change the emes in your shvua, meaning you took a shvua that you ate and you didn't eat, or that you didn't eat and you ate. So you see that shvua sheker is l'sha'avar. Nishba l'hachlif means l'sha'avar. So that's against what Rav Dimi had said. So there's a kasha Rav Dimi. So says Gemara, change the words a little bit. Ema, the brisa shouldn't say nishba l'hachlif, but rather nishba u'machlif. That you take a shvua to do something, and then you're machlif, what you said you don't do, what you said you're going to do, or you took a shvua not to do something, and then you went ahead and you did what you said. So when we say nishba l'shanos, it means both, meaning in the ratio, when it said nishba l'shanos, the Ritva points out, it includes both l'shanos mea yidu la adam, and l'shanos things that are enum yiduim to people, like achalti, and you didn't, and you weren't ochel. Because sheker is going to be about the future, shav would be anything about the past, or anything that's yadua la adam, right? That would also be included in the nishba l'shanos. So that is a third. That is the end of that sugya of what it means when the brisa says that shav and sheker are in fact echad. So now the Gemara is going to bring an entirely different shita as far as what the basis for the various violations of shvua lahaba and shvua l'shavar are. Where in the Torah does it tell me that? What pasuk in the Torah am I in violation of when I take a shvua l'shavar or shvua l'haba, that is a false shvua? Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he taught the following, that Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiya in the name of Rabbi Avo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. A person who takes a shvua l'shavar and he says, achalti, or he says, lo achalti, and then he doesn't, and it's not true, the opposite is true, that is sheker, that is a shvua sheker. Vasarasei, and where do we find the Ashara in the Torah? What pasuk is he in violation of when he says I didn't eat but he did, or he says I did eat but he didn't? Mivelosishvu v'shmi l'shaker. Pasuk says you shouldn't tell a lie in a shavua. Person takes a shavua that about something that was and it wasn't, or wasn't and it was. So that's clearly a shavua sheker. Ochel v'lo ochel. But let's say it's about the future. He says, I will eat, and he doesn't. Or he says, I won't eat, and he does. He violates the shvua over b'lo yachel dvarav. That's a violation of a different pasuk. That's a violation of lo yachel dvarav by Midbar Perek Lamed. Ve'ezu yishvua shav. And what's an example of shvua shav? Nishba l'shanos esiyadua la'adam. He takes shavua about an amud shel even, and he says that it's shel zahav, or about an ish, and he says that it's an isha, something that's yadua la'adam, something that's obvious, that's clear, and he says a shavua the other way. You know, the pasuk tells us in the Torah, ish ki yidor nedel Hashem, o yishav ha'shavua le'esor yisar nafsho, lo yachel dvaro, k'chol yotzi mipiv yaseh. You take a shavua, a neder, you have to do exactly what you say. That can't only be about Rashi points out that what we're saying over here, that if a person takes a shvua about the future, it's a violation of lo yachel dvaro. That pasuk is only about the future. But not about the past, because on the past it wouldn't be something subsequent to the shvua. Meaning the pasuk seems to be saying, don't take a shvua and then be mechalal dvaro. If it's about the past, then you're not taking a shvua and then later being mechalal dvaro. In the very words of your shvua, you're already being mechalal dvaro, because you're saying I ate and you didn't. It's already a lie. So the Rambam, however, in the first paragraph of Shvuos Paskins, both on the Shvuah L'Sha'avar and the Shvuah L'Abah, that it's a violation of Lo Sishbu L'Shmi L'Shaker. So the Rishonim, the Mefarshim rather, on the Rambam, and try to figure out that it's against Ravin, because Ravin understands that it's only about the Shvuah L'Sha'avar, and it's against Rav Dimi, that a Shvuah L'Sha'avar is a Shvuah Shav, and therefore is not included in the Azhar of the Shvuah Sheker. So who in the world is the Rambam going like? So the Rivash in the Tshuvin, Simshin Pei Zayin, explains that the Rambam understands that when Ravin says that on a Shvuah Lahaba you're in violation of Lo Yechal Dvaro, it means even Mishum Lo Yechal Dvaro, meaning you're obviously in violation of Lo Sishbu V'Shmi L'Shaker, but you're also in violation of Lo Yechal Dvaro. And it's not, the Gemara is not being exclusive over here, that Ochel V'Lo Ochel is over Lo Yechal Dvaro and only Lo Yechal Dvaro. No! In addition to Shvuah Sheker, you're also in violation of Lo Yechal Dvaro. So I'm Rav Papa, how did Rabbi Avo, this idea that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Avo, that Ochalti V'Lo Ochel, something in the past is sheker, lav beferish itmar ela michlali itmar. You know, Rabbi Avo never actually said this beferish in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We had to derive it from something else that Rabbi Avo said. So we're now going to quote the whole conversation, which is going to be interesting for other reasons, this conversation. But what we have to try to keep in mind is what we're trying to draw out of this conversation is that Rabbi Avo holds that a shvua about the past, achalti, velo achalti, is considered to be a shvua sheker. So says the Gemara, here's the conversation. Damar avidi barav and amrav amram amrav yitzhak amrav rabbi yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishvum rabbi yossi aglili. That many amraim said in the name of Tanaim. Kol lo sasei shabatara. Anytime you have a lo sasei in the Torah, lav shiyesh bo maisa, lo kanalav. The general rule is that if the lo sasei say is something that involves a maisa to violate, that you get malchus on it. When it says kol lo sasei shabatara, it's lav dafka, because aside from lav sheyesh b'maisa, there are other tanaim that you need in order to be chayiv malchus. You have to look in the Rambam, the 18th paragraph of Sanhedrin. He goes through all the conditions that you need in order. So it's not really kol lo sasei shabatara, as long as it's yesh b'maisa, it's lokal lav. If you need to lasar smisus beizdin and need to class A, and there are many other types of los aseis that are batora that you don't get malchus on. So it's not really called los aseis batora, but nevertheless, there is definitely a rule that the Gemara is telling us over here that you would only get malchus on a lav sheish b'maisa, v'she'in b'maisa, ain lo kan lav, any lav she'in b'maisa, you would not get malchus on it. Chutz, with a number of exceptions. We're now going to give exceptions, cases where even though there's no maisa, you still get malchus, and they are nishba, person who violates a shvua, it's not a maisa, and nevertheless you're going to get malchus. Umeimar, a person who makes tamura for a karban, he tries to exchange out the kedusha of a karban. The pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso tov bera ora betov, and im hamer yamir behema bebehema vayahu tamurasa yakodesh. Person is not allowed to try to switch out. And how do you switch out? What does it mean to switch out a karban for another animal? It just means to verbally designate. You're just saying, oh, that one is not the karban anymore, this one is the karban. So nevertheless, even though it's not a maisa, it's just a verbal designation, you're just saying it with your with words, nevertheless you can get malchus. Or mekalalis chaver b'shem, and someone who's mekalalis friend with the shema miyuchad, with the shema of arba osios, Rashi says, and that's the shita of the Ravid in the Rambam as well, the shita of the Ravid in the Rambam, in commenting on the Rambam in the Asagos in Perichavav Vil Sanhedrin. The Rambam holds that even mekalalis chaver b'shara shemos, or with kinuyim, even if you mekalalis chaver using the shem Chanun, Rachum, which are kinuyim of Hashem, you're also going to be chayiv malchus. So even broader than what Rashi and the Ravid hold. But bottom line is, in all of these cases, a person is chayiv malchus even though it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but typically you're only going to be chayv malchus for a lav she'yesh bo maisa. Rishonim deal with the question that the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ba Metzia Dav Tzadi is that akima svasav is considered a maisa, that even moving your lips to say something is considered a maisa, and that's why he holds that if a person is chosim es hapara b'kol, let's say he doesn't actually muzzle his animal, the classic case of a person being chayv malchus is those sachsum shor b'disho, for a person to muzzle his animal while he's working in the field, and he's not able to partake of the food that he's passing by. That's considered to be cruel to the animal, and it's a violation of an Isser in the Torah that one gets malchus for. Let's say a person is chosim b'kol. Every time the animal is about to lean its head over and eat something, the person shouts. He just screams, ah, and the animal gets scared and it doesn't eat. So that's called chosim b'kol. So he's not doing a maisa. All he's doing is he's saying words. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, that's a maisa. Akima svasav is a maisa. Yet over here, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Yossi Aglili that says, nishba, that a person takes a shvua, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's an exception to the rule. You get malchus even though it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. So which is it, Rabbi Yochanan? Do you hold that akima svasav is a maisa, or do you hold that akima svasav is not a maisa? So Tosos over here in the first Dibra Maskel Chutz raises this question, and Tosos says v'yishlomar the shiny hasam de bedibor osa maisa shabeimanim naas milechal v'avikamo meimar damle Rabbi Yochanan latana lotisim meimar de bedibor ka. Now, there's a difference between a dibur that stops at that all it is a dibur, like a shavua. Person takes a shavua, that's all it is. It's a shavua. He said words, and that's the extent of it. Versus words that immediately play out in reality. Person screams, the animal lifts its head up, doesn't eat. So that's a maisa that happens as a result of his word. It's like a voice activation, right? That would be considered a maisa. I guess is nogeya for contemporary shailas. A person can voice activate his whole house on Shabbos. So you can say he didn't do a maisa yisr on Shabbos. No, Rabbi Yochanan would say voice activation. It's clear that there's a maisa happening. There's something happening in the real world, in the physical world, as a result of your speech. Then akimas fasayim is considered then it would certainly be considered a maisa. Good. So those are the three exceptions. So says the Gemara. Okay. You told me the three cases of lav she'ein bo maisa that you get malchus of nishba, meimar, mekalas chaver b'shem. Let's just discuss the first of them because we're learning Masechta Shavuos. Nishba minalan. Where do I see that a person is going to be chayv malchus even on a shavua, even though it's ein bo maisa? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Barichai Amar Krav Pasuk says Lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav Ki Lo Yinakeh. Pasuk says that Lo sisa because Lo Yinakeh Hashem is not going to cleanse you of that sin. So we darshan, yeah, based on Shalmaila in Menachno, so Hashem won't cleanse you of that sin. There's no kapara. Aval based on Shalmata, Malkinoso, Menachnoso. But based on Shalmata could take care of it. They'll give you Malkus, and that way it will be a nikui from that sin, from that avon. That's the source for the idea that Nishba, even though it's in Mamaisa, gets Malkus. So it's not because the Torah never says Beferish it does get Malkus. The Torah just says that based on Shalmaila is never going to be Menachay you. So we're making a diuk. Yeah, Bezen Shalmaila won't, but Bezen Shalmata will provide you with a proper onesh so that you'll have a kapara. So that's the raya. So I'm there, Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa says, is that such a great raya that Bezen Shalmata is going to give you malchus? Dilma hachikam rachmana. Maybe what the Torah means to say is as follows, that lo yinaka klal, that neither Bezen Shalmaila nor Bezen Shalmata will be menaka the person, then neither one will provide them with any sort of kapara. So says Mar Iksiv Kilo Yinakeh Kid Kamrit. You know, had the Torah just said Kilo Yinakeh, you'd be correct. There would be no kapara. Hashud Iksiv Kilo Yinakeh Hashem. But the pasuk adds an extra word Kilo Yinakeh Hashem. So now you see, it's a proper diuk. Hashem Hu De'inu Menakeh. Avol Bezin Shalmata Malkinoso Menakinoso. It is only in Bezin Shalmaila that he's not going to receive a kapara. But Bezin Shalmata, absolutely. He'll get his malchus and he'll get his kapara. So Ashkechan says, Gemara, this entire conversation is supposed to lead us to a statement of Rabbi Avahu, where Rabbi Avahu holds that achalti v'lo achalti, something about the past, qualifies as a shvua sheker. We haven't seen anything like that yet. yet. So we're still got to get deeper into the conversation till we find that there is such a shita that Rabbi Avohu holds that something about the past qualifies as shvur sheker. So ashkan shvur shav. We find a makar that someone who takes a shvur shav, even though it's ain bo maisa, gets malchus. Shvur sheker minolan. How do I know a person's chayv malchus even on a shvur sheker that's also ain bo maisa? It's not really a shaila on the brisa, because you could say nishba, that it says in the brisa just said nishba as an exception. Who said that that's about shvur shav? It's just the derech of the Gemara to bring the drasha in the tsura of she'ila uchuva. But there's not really a shaila, meaning a lot of times the question is not really a kasha, because it never said anything about it being shav versus sheker. We're just quoting the drashas that are going to support what the brisa had said, that shvua in general. So we quoted a drasha about shvua shav. Now we're going to quote a drasha that shvua sheker also, even though it's ain bo maisa, you get malchus on. So where do we see that? Rabbi Yochanan didei amar. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds lashav lashav shtei panim. Since the Torah says lashav twice, the pasuk says l'sis Hashem Hashem elkecha lashav ki lo yinaka Hashem is asher yisa shmo lashav. Same pasuk, right? It could have just said ki lo yinaka Hashem oso. Why does it have to spell it out? Ki lo yinaka Hashem es asher yisa shmo lashav. So why does it have to say shav twice? Imeinu inyan l'shva shav tnei inyan l'shva sheker. It must be that extra shav is coming to include a shvua sheker. The second half of the pasuk is a shvua sheker, that even he is lo yinakeh Hashem, will not get a kapara in Bezin Shalmaila, but will get a kapara in Bezin Shalmata through Malkus. So you see, the shvua sheker is also included in Malkus, even though it's ain b'maisa. Vahavi bar Rabbi Avohu, and Rabbi Avohu asked on Rabbi Yochanan, Hai shvua sheker echidami. What kind of shvua sheker are you talking about that you need to teach me that there's a chi of Malkus? I need a drush of an extra word shav to tell me that there's a chi of Malkus. If it's a shvur that a guy will not eat and then he does eat, I don't need a drasha to tell me you get malchus. Lav sheish b'maisa hu. That's a lav sheish b'maisa. I take a shvur, I'm not going to eat, and then I eat. Eating is a maisa. No, it must be that he takes a shvur that he will eat and then he doesn't eat, and that's the violation of his shvur. And that's what the drasha is teaching me, he gets malchus. Says Gemara, but that's not true. He doesn't get malchus. Hai miloka? Would such a person get malchus if he takes a shvur that he will eat and then he doesn't eat? Vayitmar shvur shochel kikar zu ayom vavar yom v'lo achala. Person takes shvur, I'm going to eat this kikar today. The day goes and he doesn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish darmi travayu. Both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold ain aloka. There's no malchus. Why? Different reasons, but they both hold there's no malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish mishum dav lav shein b'maisa. It's a lav shein b'maisa. And guess what? This is not part of the exception of nishba. Even because it's ain b'maisa, there's no malchus over here. This is not a case where we're going to say that even though it's ain b'maisa, you're going to get malchus. The kol lav shein b'maisa ain lokin alav. Reish Lakish Reish Lakish mishum dav asra safik. Reish Lakish has a different reason that you don't get malchus. He says you don't get malchus over here because by definition, if it's asra safek, what are you going to warn the guy? You better eat that right now, because if you don't eat it, you're going to get malchus. He might not eat it right now, and he'll eat it in 10 minutes from now, and he still won't get malchus, because he will have fulfilled his shvuah. Meaning, in order to give a proper asra'ah, it has to be something where if the person immediately violates your asra'ah, he's definitely going to get the punishment. You're going to tell him, you better eat it right now, because if you don't eat it right now, immediately, you're going to get your punishment. Not necessarily. He could still eat it in 10 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now, an hour from now, and he's not going to get it. He'll save himself from the punishment. Hasra'ah safek lo shma asra'ah. And that's why you're not going to get malchus. So that's where Rabbi Avohu is challenging. What is the case where I need an extra word shav to tell me that a shvur sheker gets malchus? Where does a shvur sheker get malchus? It can't be anything about the future, that I will eat and then I don't eat because you don't get malchus, or that I don't eat, I won't eat, and then you do eat, because that's obvious that you get malchus. I don't need an extra drush on the pasuk. So Rabbi Avohu says, you want a case of shvur sheker, and this is the kicker, this is the why we're bringing the whole thing. Do you want a case of shvur sheker where I need a drusha to tell me that you can get malchus? Ba'achalti v'lo achalti. It's a shvur on the past where the The whole iser is just your dibur, because you're telling a lie. You're saying I ate when you didn't, or I didn't eat when you did. Umayshna, why is it that we take the extra word lashav in the pasuk and say, oh, you're going to get malchus for that, as opposed to something about the future where we said, oh, it's a lav she'in bo maisa, you're not going to get malchus. A guy says that I will eat, and then he doesn't eat. We said, oh, it's a lav she'in bo maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Well, the shvua about the past is also a lav she'in bo maisa. Why do we apply this drasha that you do get malchus? Amarava beferush b'satora shvua sheker dom alashav. Because look at the word that we're using to teach that you get malchus on a shvua sheker. It's because the word shav appeared twice in the Torah. So what kind of shvua sheker are you going to get malchus on? The kind of shvua sheker that's most similar to a shvua shav. Mashav l'sha'avar, just like a shvua shav is l'sha'avar, Av sheker nami l'sha'avar. The kind of shvua sheker for which you get malchus is a shvua l'sha'avar. A shav is l'sha'avar. Isn't a shvua shav that you look at a thing of stone and you say it's shel zahav? Or even not. Even if you say, I'm going to fast for the next week straight, I'm not going to eat or drink at all, right away, shvua shav. It's impossible. A person can't fast for a week. It's not always l'sha'avar. So that's what the Rishonim explained, the Rimigash and others, that when we say shav is l'sha'avar, it means that at the moment you take your shvua, it's already a violation. Meaning if you say, I'm going to fast for a week straight, right away, malchus also. Right away, we give him the malchus. We don't wait a week and see at what point he eats. No, because we know, me'ikara, as soon as he says, it. That's what it means, l'sha'avar, that as soon as he says it, it's already a violation. So, but bottom line is, what you see is that Rabbi Avo holds that a shvua about the past is also called a shvua sheker, because that was the case where he said is you're going to get malchus on a shvua sheker is a shvua sheker about the past. So that's the all of that was just to show that Rabbi Avo holds that even a shvua about the past can be included in Shvua Sheker. So Esfir Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yirmiya asks on Rabbi Avo to try to show that you don't get Malkus on the Shvua Sheker L'Sha'avar. Shvua Shloch Al Kikar Zu. Shvua Shloch Lena. Shvua Shloch Lena. Let's say a guy takes three Shvuas about the same loaf of bread. He's dead set on not eating this loaf of bread. So he takes a Shvua, I won't eat it, again and again. Three Shvuas, he's not going to eat that piece of bread. V'achala. And then he eats that piece of bread. Einu Chayev Ela Achas. He's only Chayev for one Shvua. Because a shvua cannot be chal on an already existing shvua. Zui shvuas bitui shechayev nal zonamakol shal shigas a carbon al viyoreid. That is a shvuas bitui, that if a person violates a b'mezid, he's chayev malchus, he violates a b'shogeg, he's chayev carbon al viyoreid. Now, whenever you have the phrase zuhi, it's always an exclusionary term. We're saying, this is the only case. So zuhi lemutemai. What are we coming to exclude and is saying is not included in shvuas bitui? Lav lemute achalti v'lo achalti d'lo laki. Isn't it telling me that any other shavua about the past, meaning any shavua that's not like this one that I will eat this bread, but any shavua that's about the past, you would not get malchus on? It's a kasha on Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo said that a shavua sheker that you get malchus on is a shavua sheker about the past. So says Rabbi Avo, lo, that's not what it's coming to exclude. Lemutei achalti v'lo achalti mekarban. It's not telling me that I'm not chayv malchus on a shavua about the past. It's telling me that I'm not chayv a karban on a shavua about the past. Zui dal shigasa carbon al viyared. It's dafka by shvuas bitoy, where if you violate a b'shogeg, you're chayv a carbon al viyared. Aval achalti below achalti. Lo, but if you take a shvua about the past, that's not true. Then you're not chayv a carbon al viyared. But malchus, you're still going to be chayv. Rabbi Shmuel, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, da amar einu chayv el al asalavo, who holds that you're only chayv a carbon on a shvuas bitoy about the future, but not about the past. Aval milka lucky, but as far as malchus is concerned, yeah, you're absolutely going to get malchus. So Rabbi Avo says, I could absolutely defend myself that one is going to get malchus on a shvua sheker about the past. So says Mar, yeah, but we'll challenge Rabbi Avo from the Seifa, that same Mishnah. Ema Seifa, the Seifa goes on to say, we have it as the next Mishnah, Daf Chavtes, that what is the definition of shvua shav? A person takes a shvua to be mishana that which is known. He says about an amud shel evan that it's shel zav or something like that. Zui shvua shav shechayev nal zon amakus al shigasa pater. That's a shvua shav that you chayv malchus if you do it b'mezid, and you're not chayv a karban when you do it b'shogeg. So zui lemutei mai, my lav lemutei achalti v'lo achalti d'lo laki. When we we say Zohi, aren't we trying to say that if it's you take a Shua Sheker about the past, that you don't get Malkus against Rabbi Avo? So Rabbi Avo defends himself. Lo, Zohi Dal Shigasa Potter Mi Karban. We're trying to say this is the kind of Shua that if you do Bishogeg, you don't have to bring Karban. Avla Chalti Velo Chalti, Al Shigasa Chayiv Karban. But if you take a Shua about the past, a Shua Sheker about the past, Bishogeg, you're Chayiv a Karban. Rabbi Akivi, he de Machayiv Lishavar, Kilaba. And this Mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Akiva, who says that you're chayiv on shvuos about the past, just like you're chayiv on shvuos about the future. So wait a second, if you're keeping score over here, we had brought a raya from the Reisha, and the way Rabbi Avo defended himself from the Reisha is, no, that's assuming like Rabbi Yishmael, that you can't be chayiv a karban for something in the past. And then we brought a raya from the Seif, and Rabbi Avo says, no, that's assuming like Rabbi Akiva that you are chayiv a karban for what's in the past. So in Rabbi Avo defending himself from the Reisha and from the Seifa, he just was soser himself. So Amrit Reisha Rabbi Shmuel. How can you tell me that the Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva? He said the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Seifa Rabbi Akiva. Does it make sense that the Reisha is going like Rabbi Shmuel and the Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva? Sometimes we say such a thing, but we generally try to avoid saying such a thing. So it's not like an impossibility. We do have a number of places in Shas where we do say such a thing, but we'd rather not. We'd rather not split a Mishnah amongst two Tanoim. So says the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Akiva. Really, the entire Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. V'reisha lav l'mutei achalti v'lo achalti mekarban. Now we're changing our answer about the Reisha. When it said Zoe in the Reisha, it's not telling me that a shvua sheker about the past is pater mekarban, because Einochinam is going to be chayiv in karban. El'mutei ochal v'lo achal mimalkus. What it's coming to tell me is that a shvua's bitoy in the future that does not involve a maisa is pater from malkus. A person takes a shvua that he's going to eat, and then he doesn't eat, he's not going to be chayiv malkus. So, but that's it. Avol karban mechayiv, but he will be chayiv karban if he violates that b'shogeg. Umayshna, why is it by shvua that he will eat? In order to say that the mashmos of the Mishnah is to be memayit dafka that case, we could have said that the mashmos of the Mishnah is to be memayit all types of shvuas bitoy, except for a shvua shelo ochel, which is mentioned beferish in the Mishnah. So mistavra ka'i bala haba memayit la'aba. No, it's most mistavra. The Mishnah is talking about a shvua about what you will do, so it's probably coming to be memayit another case about what you will do. It's less mistaver to assume that the Mishnah that's talking about a case of what you will do is coming to be memait with the Zohi about a case of the past, of what was already done. Period. That is the end of that sugya. Now we move on to the sugya of Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said something unusual in our Mishnah. He said that a person could be in violation of a shavua even if he eats pachas mikshir, even if he eats less than a gazayas. So what the Gemara's main focus now is going to be is this a general statement of Rabbi Akiva in Kol HaTorah Kula that you don't need to eat a gazayas in order to be chayiv, that there's no such thing as a shir gazayas in order to be chayiv for eating nevela and treifa and basar b'chal, everything, all the yisurim in the Torah? Or is it that dafka by a din of shvua that Rabbi Akiva says such a thing? So says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said shvua shlo ochel v'ochel kol shu chayiv. So Yibayilhu, Rabbi Akiva b'kal Torah kulak Rabbi Shimon svirle. Does Rabbi Akiva generally hold like Rabbi Shimon, the mechayiv b'mashu, who holds that you're chayiv even if you eat a kolshu, even if you eat your chayiv malchus, even if you eat pachas mikshir? The Tanya, where do we find Rabbi Shimon holds such shita? Rabbi Shimon omer kolshu l'makos, that you chayiv malchus even if you eat a very tiny amount. So how does he deny the halach l'moshe misinai that there's such a thing as a shir kazayis for all achilos? No, he doesn't deny it. He says that a kazayis is a very important shir, but not to tell me when you're chayiv malchus. L'omer kazayis alin karban. The reason that kazayis is a critical shir is because you're only chayiv a karban chatas if you ate a kazayis. But as far as malchus is concerned, you could be chayiv malchus even on less than a kazayis. So maybe Rabbi Kiva is just conforming with the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that you're always chayiv, even on pachas mikazayis. You're always going to be chayiv malchus. And really, Rabbi Akiva could have mentioned this shita in any other mesech and shas. It didn't have to be a mesech shavuos about a shavua. It could have been on any yisur in the Torah. The reason that they have this machlokas over here is not to highlight Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Akiva's shita is the same everywhere in Kol HaTorah Kula that you chayiv on less than a kazayis. But rather, lo diachu kochan to Rabban. Rabbanan. The reason that we mention this machlokas dafka over here is to let you know how serious the Rabbanan are about a kezayis. The avgav dika lemeimar, because one might have said ha'olu mefaresh chayiv. Now let's say a person were to say a shavua in a very clear way that the shavua includes even pachas mikazayis. Person thinks, I will not eat even a kol shuhu of that item. So that for sure you're going to be chayiv if you eat a kol shuhu, right? Even the Rabbanan would agree. Everyone would say that's the nature of your shavua. You took a shavua on even pachas mikazayis. So one might have thought that since by shavua it's clear that there is a way to be chayiv on pachas mikazayis, well, stam nami chayiv. Therefore, even if you take a shavua stam that you're not going to eat, that you should even be chayiv on pachas mikazayis. Kamash melon de patri. So that's why it's a great chiddush that the Rabbanan are telling me that even by a shavua, if you didn't say it explicitly, we always assume that you're only going to be chayiv if it's a kezayis. That less than a kezayis, you're not going to be chayiv. Now the Mishnah Melech points out in general in shavuos and nedarim, there's one guiding principle, and that is holchanach halashem b'nei adam. What did the guy mean when he took this shavua, when he took this neder? What do most people mean when they say that? Meaning it's not based on clear definitions of words as you look up in the dictionary, the official dictionary of the Torah, or anything like that. It's just how people generally express themselves. So the Rabbanan just told that even though B'lashem Bnei Adam, Achila is even Pachos Mikazayis, but when a person comes to aser something on himself, Mistama, what he's trying to say is, I'm working within the language of Isser V'Heter. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbanan. See, most people when they say, I won't eat that, it doesn't mean that they'll nibble at it and have, you know, pachas mikzayis b'chdei achilas pras, and have, like, you know, shot glasses every 8 minutes or something. That when they say, I don't eat that, it means they don't eat it. They don't touch it. They don't have even pachas mikashir of it. In Lashem Re'adam, it's clear that that's what it means. So how could the Rabbanan say over here that a person takes a shvuah, so the shvuah only includes a kezayis? Because if a person takes a shvuah to aser something on himself, he's saying, this should be aser to me. So says Mishnah Melech, the way we're touching it up is, I hold that this should have dinam of Isser to me. And in dinam of Isser, by every other Isser in the Torah, Nevela and Trefa and everything else, there is a Shir Kezayis. So that the Lashem B'nai Adam, when he starts using terminology of Isser, is to use Shiurim of Isser as well. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. But anyway, this is all one possibility. The Rabbi Akiva Shita is a Shita in Kalatara Kula, that you're always Chayav and Pachos Mikazayis. And the only reason we mention this Machlokas over here in Shavuos is to highlight that the Rabbanan would even require a kezayis when it comes to shavua. Or maybe no, maybe Rabbi Kiva generally holds that you need a kezayis in order to be chayiv. And the reason over here that you're chayiv on pachas mikezayis, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that shavua is an exception, because clearly you could take a shavua on pachas mikezayis if you say so. So then b'stam also we assume it's pachas mikezayis. So Gemara is going to bring three rayas as to what Rabbi Akiva really holds in general. Tashma raya number one. Da amr lo le Rabbi Kiva, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan turn to Rabbi Kiva and they say, Heichon nasinu b'ocho kol shu chayiv, shezeh chayiv. Where do you ever find that someone who eats pachas mikzayis is going to be chayiv? That you're willing to say that someone who has pachas mikzayis in violation of a shavua is going to be chayiv? But v'im isa, if Rabbi Kiva holds that this is the rule in kalatara kula, what do you mean, where do you ever find? Lemelu, let him say to them, anabu kalatara kula, Rabbi Shimon severely. Where do I find it? Everywhere! The whole Torah is pachas mikzayis u chayiv. So it must be that Rabbi Kiva does not hold this in Kol HaTorah Kula. So it says Gemara, that's not a raya. L'dvarim d'Rabbanan Karmelu. Maybe Rabbi Kiva was just responding within their own shita, and he was saying l'didi b'Kol HaTorah Kula k'Rabbi Shimon severely. According to me, you're always going to be chayiv in pachas mikzayis. But l'didchu, even according to you, that in Kol HaTorah Kula you need a kezayis, odli miya holu mefarish chayiv stam nami chayiv. At least be molded to me by a shavua, that since if you're mefarish pachas mikzayis by a shavua, you could be chayiv. That even when it's stam, you're also going to be chayiv. Amar Rabbanan lo, and the Rabbanan say, no, we're not modded to you. Tashma Gemara says, try to bring a second raya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shashar Pito B'Yayin, V'yesh Pakadei L'Tzarev Kezayis. A Nazir soaks bread in wine, and together between the bread and the wine, you have a Kezayis altogether, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv for eating a Kezayis, because we assume Heter Mitzarev L'Isser, even though the bread is not a grape product, it's Mitzarev to the Isser for the Shir Kezayis. Well, why do you need a Shir Kezayis? If Rabbi Akiva generally holds like Rabbi Shimon that you don't need a Kezayis, why does he need to say the bread is Mitzarev to the Yayin? yayin, just be chayiv for the yayin, period. So va'otnan, and I'll bring you another raya, that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva holds in kol haTorah kula, you need a kazayis. Shvua shelo ochel, a person takes shvua that he won't eat. And then what does he eat? Va'achal, nevelus, trefus, shkatzim, ramasim. He eats dvarim asurim, chayiv. He's chayiv a carbon shvua, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's poter because a shvua cannot be chal on an iser that's already mushba v'yom and mehar sinai, that's already existing in the Torah. Va'avin ba'amai chayiv, why do the Chum say chayiv? After all, mushba mehar sinai, who aren't you ready usher to eat these things mehar sinai? Rav Ushmol Rabbi Yochanan da Amri b'kol dvarim ha-mutarim and dvarim ha-asurim. That it must be that your shvua included not only dvarim ha-asurim but dvarim ha-mutarim as well, and therefore the shvua could be chal on everything, even the dvarim ha-asurim. Reish Lak Shamar iatamotze ele ibe mefarish v'chatzishir v'ali b'drabanan. It must be that you said the shvua that you're not even going to need a chatzishir, and the rabbanan hold in general you're only chayiv for a shir shalem. So when you took a shavua that you're not going to need a chatzishir, so you're adding something new that's not included in this year of the Torah. Or e b'stam v'alib Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Akiva holds a chatzishir is always going to be a problem. So b'stam and you don't say the shir, it's already not that chatzishir is always a problem by shavua. So even in case of stam, damarad moser atzma b'kolshu v'isal k'day to b'yamuk Rabbi Shimon Svirilei. But if Rabbi Akiva would hold that you're always chayiv on a chatzishir, kolshu nami mishvavam mar sinaihu, then even if you somehow made the shavua on pachas mikashir, it should still be the problem of already included in the yisur mar sinai. Elav shmamina b'yamuk krabanan Svirilei shmamina. So that's the end of the sugya. Rabbi Akiva clearly holds like the rabbanan that in kol haTorah kula you're only going to be chayiv if you have a shir shalem.